on your mobile and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Tara Duggan. The Taoiseach is in Brussels today, where he'll attend a two-day special European Council with other EU leaders to discuss international issues, including the Middle East and Ukraine. Simon Harris says he'll be expressing strong condemnation of Iran's attack on Israel at the weekend. The Taoiseach's also planning to make clear his strong views that there should be an immediate ceasefire in Gaza with the release of all hostages and a significant increase in humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister is set to meet with the British Foreign Secretary today. David Cameron is in Israel for talks with Benjamin Netanyahu, where Hamas hostages and getting more aid into Gaza are on the agenda. A major focus will be on Israel's response to Iran's air attacks, with Western leaders already appealing for calm heads. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Ali Bagheri Kani warns any retaliation will start a backlash.
If, for any reason, the Zionist regime makes the slightest malevolent move against our homeland, our individuals or our interests, it will definitely face a resolute and hard response.
Ireland ranks third highest in the world for the number of pubs per head of population, while three in every four people live within walking distance of a licensed premises. A review from the Health Research Board shows that annual average consumption for people aged 15 and over last year was 9.9 litres of pure alcohol. That equates to 37 bottles of vodka, 104 bottles of wine, or 400 pints of beer. HRB research officer Anne Doyle says despite a slight decline in alcohol consumption, we're still drinking too much.
There has been a decline in alcohol use. So when we compare, we've looked at the per capita alcohol use over time, and even just compared to 2022 in the year and to 2023, we've seen a decline in alcohol use. And so there is a small decline in the volume of alcohol that we're drinking. But, however, we are still drinking in a harmful and hazardous way.
The Irish Family Planning Association says abortion laws are exclusionary and restrictive despite all the progress made since 2018. The group's pointing to significant flaws in how abortion care is handled, with many women still having to travel to terminate pregnancies. It wants government to address issues around the 12-week gestation limit and the three-day mandatory waiting period. Niall Behan from the IFPA says women were promised a lot more than this when the Eighth Amendment was repealed.
At this stage, it's unacceptable that women are still travelling to the UK in particular for abortion care when people clearly voted that would end and that they would be cared for at home in Ireland.
A cut in interest rates is on the cards for June. The European Central Bank is expected to make the move if inflation continues its downward trend in the coming months. ECB Chief Christine Lagarde has told CNBC we'll see rate cuts by the summer, provided there aren't any major financial shocks.
But if it moves according to our expectations, if we don't have, you know, a major shock in development, we are heading towards a moment where we have to moderate the restrictive monetary policy that we have applied certainly since September when we decided to hold rate.
The first seven jurors for Donald Trump's initial trial have been chosen, but that wasn't before they were quizzed about social media posts, political views and whether they could judge him fairly. The former US president denies falsifying business records in order to cover up hush money payments to an adult film star as he left court in New York last night. The 77-year-old again hit out, saying it was politically motivated. Finally, a six-part TV series is to be made about the First Lady of France. Production company Gaumont says The Strand, called Brigitte, a Free Woman, will trace the storybook journey of President Macron's wife. It will start with how the couple met while she was his secondary school teacher. That's your news update at 4 minutes past six.
And here we go.
Another hour of Serial Messing starts now.
With PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
Thank you. Radio Nova with PJ and Jim, the Cranberries, dreams to start us off. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Morning to you, folks. How are you?
Not bad.
Wednesday morning, 17th of April. It's birthday's eve.
Birthday's eve, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're excited. One more sleep, and this big boy is about to have a birthday.
Oh,
yes, he is.
Look at that.
Yes, he is. Oh, what's Jim after getting him? Who knows? We'll see you in the morning. Yeah, we will.
Wow, no pressure.
Who knows? We still have an old Easter egg out in Jimmy's desk we can have for breakfast and everything.
That's true, yeah.
Oh,
Who knows what? We should probably kind of, put the pressure on somebody to make sure there's a breakfast buffet.
Oh, yes. And don't forget the cake. Colin the Caterpillar there, Clint. Knock yourself out, buddy.
In the hotel lobby. Seems to me like I'm just scared of never feeling it again. But I know it's crazy to believe in silly things, but it's not that easy. I remember it now, it takes me back to when it all first started. But I've only got myself to blame for it, and I accept it now. It's time to let it go, go out and start again. But it's not that easy. But I've got
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim. Morning Glory, thanks to InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie. 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. Morning to you folks. Right, here we go. 17th of April. Who has the warm-up birthdays today? The warm-up for the main event tomorrow, of course.
Yes, warm-up birthdays. Oh, yeah.
These are the support acts to the main event happening tomorrow.
Losers!
Who will it be?
Yeah.
Right, we'll start with Sean Bean is celebrating
Sean
his
Bean,
birthday
there
today.
You go, no.
English actor. Good actor, to be fair.
Great actor. Very cranky man. Obviously, that's
reflected. Is he a cranky man?
Well, I've no idea. I've never met him or heard anything about him.
Plays just very, casually threw that out there.
Plays very cranky characters.
Apparently, he's got a reputation for getting killed a lot in his films.
He does, yeah. He always gets killed.
Which is unusual for the star.
It is when you think about it. Yeah, yeah. It is very unusual.
Like, remember, he was a main character in Game of Thrones in the first season.
Yeah, but everyone gets killed in that. Yeah,
yeah, that's true as well.
Everyone gets killed in that. And that was the first... That's actually, in fairness, the first drama death of Game of Thrones, isn't it?
Yeah, you do.
You know,
Mother Jesus.
He's the... And then they do it so much, it actually almost wears off. You kind of just expect everyone to get killed eventually.
Yeah. And I mean, like, Sean Bean, wasn't he, didn't the ladies love Sean Bean?
Ah, yeah, they did, yeah.
In that sort of weird way. You know when a lad isn't classically handsome?
Yeah, he looks like he should be wearing Snickers and all. You know the way women would say they're mad for lads in Snickers and everything?
Yeah.
But then the lads in Snickers walk into the pubs and all, they're like, oh, but
Sean
he's
Bean
got
does,
that face.
He does look like a lad who was never destined to be a film star.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Especially with the accent and everything. Oh, too.
Yeah, yeah, what's that about?
Like, where is he, John? Where
I think
is he from?
He's from Sheffield.
Is he Sheffield? Yeah,
I think
from
he's
the
Sheffield.
Steel kind of part.
Yeah, yeah.
Of England.
I'm pretty sure that's his bag, and that's why he has.
O2, make your choices. Yeah. Or whatever.
Make your choices. I love brown bread. I do. I love brown bread.
But still, a huge star, to be fair.
You know, I love brown bread and warm pants. It's my favourite thing. I know. But in fairness, he is a pretty good actor.
Yeah, no, good and actor. Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings.
He was in that movie, Ronan, years ago with De Niro and all.
Right, yeah. Does a lot of those period things as well, doesn't he? You know, those swashbuckling things.
And wasn't
Pride,
he a movie where
Pride
he plays.
Pride and Prejudice or something.
Pride and Prejudice. It's right, Lady Mary.
I'd have you in the haystack.
I'd have you in the haystack, Lazy Mary.
Oh, no, I respect you too much.
You know, they're juicing me for even saying that, don't you? They cut me gizzard out.
Anyway.
And he played the Sheffield United player at one point.
Did he?
Yeah, on Any Sunday. Was that the film? Something like that. It was ludicrous. It was a great old crack, though.
Right.
But I'd say now he's about... he's about 59 now, is he?
65.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, 65 for
no
Sean
way,
Bean.
Right.
Jennifer Garner, celebrating her birthday today, sticking with the actors. Jennifer Garner from the movies.
Yeah.
she was in, I'm sure she was in something better than this, but she was in Pearl Harbor.
But that's an old
every girl. Actor who's in Pearl Harbor wants to forget they were in.
Yeah.
Apparently she was in Dude, Where's My Car?
Ah, that's a great old film.
I've seen that.
I love that film.
And Elektra.
I don't know that one.
Sure, I mean, she was in something more famous than that and more recent than that. Jennifer
What's
Garner.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Garner. You see, because it's a very 80s star.
And she was married
name.
To Ben Affleck.
Oh, was she? Right.
Yeah.
Jeepers. Whatever went wrong there. He's a good one, I thought. Isn't he? He seems to do well for himself.
I mean, he's not doing too bad at the moment. Like, he's with Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know that, like, he's the scene. You know, he's boxing, above himself there. You know, like, she's definitely in charge in that relationship.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
rose to his own level of incompetence. That's what everyone does. That's what successful people do.
I mean, I thought he was getting, like, lots of plaudits for being... You know,
oh, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
I know, but
and a good, and a good director and everything.
Ah, yeah, but we're talking about Jennifer Lopez. Honestly, you were like, it's not like, we're talking about Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
You know, like, she looks like she's 22.
That's true, yeah.
She's like,
but she's in her 50s, isn't
she's
she?
In, yeah, she's in her 50s. She can do everything. She's an amazing singer. She's done every rom-com imaginable. She has her own legendary, like, everything's going on all over the world and everything. He did as well. So when he was in all his other partners, he was primary partner.
Right.
When he got with her, he was second. Okay, right. Know your place. Know your place. You're doing what you're
doing. Wow. There's a deep insight there.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez is in charge of this situation. You know, this is Jenny from the block right here.
Yeah.
She don't be fooled by the rocks
that Jenny, Jennifer Garner, who's celebrating her birthday today. I hope she didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because she knows her place now after that rant.
I'll tell you now what's happening. Jennifer Lopez or Jennifer Garner sitting on the couch looking at some fella that looks kind of like Ben Affleck. That's what's happening now. When she's going, I had a good one and I let him go. He's with J-Lo now. And now I'm stuck with you, yeah.
Right, what age are you sticking on her then?
I'm going to say 47.
52.
Oh,
52 for Jennifer Garner. Right. Now, here's the couple. Like, this could set it up nicely, right? There's a couple of big birthdays for well-known faces, right? Well-known ladies, lovely ladies.
Yes.
And that could set it up for a grandstand finish. So we'll start with one of our own, Rosanna Davison.
Rosanna Davison
is celebrating a significant birthday today. Model and former Miss World.
I've unusually met her quite frequently over the last few months.
I only ever met her once.
Very nice.
I wouldn't even say I met her. She was a guest on the show or whatever.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
And she's so
in fact,
sound.
It was the time. It was with you in Bewley's that I met her.
There you go. That's years ago.
Yeah, yonks.
It's years ago. Because I remember she put her hands on me back that day for a photograph or something. You know, they say, you know the way the photographers always make you get uncomfortably close?
Yeah, of course.
Closer than that. Everybody, a little tighter, everyone. Tighter than that.
Faces together.
Right in together. You know they did that.
Yeah.
And she had to put her hand in back and she goes, oh, this ring sweats, she said to me. And I was like,
oh my God.
I was just off the bike, I was.
And your back was soaking, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was just off the bike.
The drink sweats.
Yeah, I was there. I was cycling, actually.
Oh, sorry about that. It's just you have the look of you have the head of an alcoholic.
It's like the head of you. It's gas. That was years ago. But she is so sound. She's really, really sound.
So I believe,
she's really, really sound. And she's a mother of twins and all as well.
Look at that.
A club.
So, significant birthday.
Oh, what age is she? She's 40.
40?
Yeah.
There you go. Right, so there's
Rosanna.
One in the
back. Hope you have a great day.
Next up, again, a significant birthday. Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham.
Posh Spice herself. Although, Victoria Beckham, OBE, apparently now. I never knew that.
OBE,
apparently, yeah.
Jeepers, I suppose, you know, when they're trying to deflect from the carry-on of that family, they do bang them out for to sort of...
Now, apparently, a very respected fashion designer.
Yeah, well, that is true, I guess, with the old trousers and everything.
What do you do? I make trousers. I don't see her saying it that way, but still, you know what I mean? You made her sound like she was, you know... I don't know, somebody related to Sean Bean. I make trousers for everybody. Well, rich people like.
Rich people that don't eat brown bread.
Victoria Beckham. Hard to know. I mean, you know, like she took a lot of stick over the years. She was an easy figure to kind of slag off and everything.
Yeah. And in that Beckham documentary, she talks about the sort of pinnacle moment of all of that.
Yeah,
and
yet weirdly
nasty.
She comes across as somebody who might actually be all right. Hard to know, but
sort
I mean...
clueless in the normal world. Like, she says she was working class and everything in the documentary.
Then went to school in the Rolls Royce.
She went to school in the Rolls Royce. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a weird one, you know. Hard to know.
But she does come... Like you said, though, she does actually come across, like Rosanna Davidson does, just being a very nice person. A bit of crack and everything, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to say that she's...
Now, significant birthday, bear in mind.
Yeah. Well, she couldn't be... Was she 50?
50, there you go. So there we go, look at the two in the bag, here we go. And two to finish, right? And they're very much in your ballpark. We're going to give you the first two, the first one, it's a kind of a double act of sorts, right?
Yeah.
But you'll only get 1 point for it. Well, not, you only need 1 point, so what does it matter, right? Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd are celebrating their birthdays today.
You're joking me, same day,
imagine that.
What a coincidence
that was.
Yeah.
Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, oh my God, I have to say I'm a very big fan of both. And another,
that's what I thought this would be the one. If ever there was a birthday for you to win on,
and I have to
this
say
this would be the one.
Another pairing that correlates very strongly with this show.
You're going to say I look like Elmer Fudd now.
No, you're Daffy. You're always real. You're like, oh my God.
No way. If there's a Daffy Duck in this relationship, it's you.
I'm Elmer Fudd. I'm half blind. Taking shots at everything all around the place, having a clue what's going on.
Well.
What's
the Elmer Fudd catchphrase?
I don't know what Elmer's catchphrase is.
He stutters or something, does he? Or whatever. What's the...
Yeah. Doesn't he do all that? I told him. Hunting wabbits.
I don't know. Hunting wabbits. That's I'm a
hunting wabbit.
Yeah, I saw a wabbit.
Yeah, yeah, I saw a dog. Putty tat.
No, that was Tweety Pie.
Is that?
Yeah.
Did he have a rifle as well?
Tweety Pie?
No.
He was a budgie in a cage. Wow. Oh, my God.
No rifle then. Okay.
Charles out there going, what are these two idiots talking about? He's too young to even remember Daffy Duck, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. Daffy Duck. Was he a singer?
Was he like one of those Engelbert Humperdincks or something?
Like a novelty act on Top of the Pops.
Orville. Do you mean Orville? Anyway, Daffy Duck and Elberforth.
I wish I could fly right up to the sky, but I can't.
I can't. Right, what do you think?
I would say they're like 77.
87.
Ah, God.
87. Like, but fear not, one last one for you to try and take the win. It's only Henry Kelly's birthday.
Henry Kelly!
Going for gold!
The time is right. We're here to play. The time is right. People are going to know it.
The man who made the candy stripe jacket, I think.
A thing of the weird present.
The man in Father Ted based on Henry Kelly.
Yes, he
Henry
is.
Henry Sellers.
Yeah. Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. And he was remarkably, oddly, weirdly similar to Ryan Tubridy. Ryan Tubridy is sort of like a reincarnation.
And what's his name off TV3? That's not called TV3 anymore. It's called Virgin Media. But you know.
Alan.
They are like.
Crossovers.
So. Has anybody ever checked his, birth cert?
The three of them have to have something related to them.
They should all go on that thing. Do you know who you are or not?
Do you know who you are or not? There's a name for a great show.
That's the one. Yeah, the thing, they do that on the television.
I'd love
it. Do you know who you are or not?
I'd love if we hosted that show. And now we'll find out tonight. Do you know who you are or not? Well, we took a sample of Ryan Tubridy's wee when he wasn't looking. And we matched it up.
With Henry Kelly. And your man Alan from TV3. That's not TV3 anymore.
If we don't know a second name. But we did it. So now it's time to find out, do you know what you are or not? And it turns out they're not.
They're not.
Come back next
Complete
week.
Complete
coincidence. Come back next week when we'll be mixing Brendan Grace's wee with another fella.
Come on.
Yeah. I gotta say.
Right, this is your moment. This is your two in the bag. For the win, Henry Kelly is how old?
Henry Kelly is 79.
Oh!
No.
78!
No.
This is Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
With PJ and Jim. D Woods Lunch Break on Radio Nova.
That's Cream playing here on Radio Nova. Made up of course, Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce and Eric Clapton. I think they chose the name Cream because if they went by just their first names, Eric, Jack and Ginger, just sounds like a drinks order at the bar, doesn't it? Give me an Eric, Jack and Ginger, please. Always drink responsibly. And listen to seriously addictive music here.
Nova Lunch Break with D Woods. Weekdays from 1.
With Carol Nash. Celebrating 25 years as the specialist motorcycle and classic car insurance provider in Ireland. Get a quote today at carolnash.ie. Radio Nova.
Jobs Expo Dublin is back. Packed with some of Ireland's best companies, with jobs and careers for skilled professionals just like you. We're coming to Croke Park on Saturday, April 20th to bring you the cream of Irish and international companies all looking to fill exciting job vacancies. Meet employers, get advice on your CV, interview skills, applying for jobs and more. And it's all free to attend. That's Jobs Expo Dublin, Saturday, April 20th at Croke Park. Register to attend today at jobsexpo.ie.
Welcome to Progressive College, the leading provider of QQI accredited awards for level 5 and 6. Enroll now for upcoming spring courses, including healthcare support QQI level 5, early learning and care QQI level 5 and 6, and special needs assistant training QQI level 5 and 6. And explore our latest programme, Certificate in Special Education QQI Level 7 Special Purpose Award. Discover the future of education. Visit progressivecollege.ie.
Thinking about a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie is Ireland's new online jobs board, dedicated to getting you the job you want at the pay you deserve. It's the best way to find the perfect job for you. Search thousands of jobs in companies nationwide, upload your CV and find your dream job today, all free of charge. Find a job you love at Recruit.ie.
This is Morning Glory with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
PJ and Jim, morning folks. Wednesday morning, Wednesday 17th of April. Woman from John Lennon, right? Almost 6:32. I'm expecting good things from John on the weather front. Do you know that?
Well, I think it's going to lash rain today, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
I think, well, that's Met Aaron says it is again. Anyway, it says it's going to lash from about lunchtime for a few hours, yeah. It's
going to
six or seven or something like that.
Literally, I had a moment of joy there and you just literally rained all over.
Well, you didn't even know what you think you are from or something.
Radio Nova.
News update.
Good morning. The United States said it would soon impose new sanctions on Iran's missile and drone program after its attack on Israel and that it expects its allies and partners to follow suit. New legislation and further criminal offences have been proposed to prevent people from harming or taking advantage of vulnerable or at-risk adults. Ireland ranks third in the world for the number of pubs per head of population, while 3 in 4 people live within walking distance of a licensed premises. Separate pay deals have been agreed at Unposten Air, according to the Communication Communications Workers Union. The first seven jurors have been selected to serve on Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial as the selection process continues to select a panel of 12 members and six alternates. Medical practitioners want smacking banned in Northern Ireland to make sure it's seen as unacceptable. And SIPTU says a survey of its members highlights the role increasing drug use and racism is playing in the abuse and antisocial behaviour faced by staff on the public transport network. An Achilles injury for Gavin Bazunu is set to rule the Dubliner out of the remainder of the season for Southampton after the win last night over Preston. Paris Saint-Germain will face Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League semi-finals. PSG with a 4-1 win over Barcelona in Montjuic last night. They advanced 6-4 on aggregate. Dortmund reached the semis for the first time in 11 years, edging past Atletico Madrid 5-4 on aggregate. Tonight, the other semi-finalists will be known. Longford Town with a 2-all draw against Wexford last night. Leinster confirmed the appointment of Tyler Blayendal to their coaching staff, and wins from Meath and Louth in the Leinster Under-20 Football Championship last night. A mainly dry start with bright spells, but cloud will increase, bringing light rain and drizzle through the day. Cloudy periods, temperatures 8 or 9 degrees. You're up to date on Radio Nova. We'll be right back.
is Morning Glory with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
PJ and Jim, morning, folks. The Rolling Stones, Satisfaction at 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Morning to you. 087-1818-100 as always, of course, if you want to give us an early shout, just like Rach did. She's back on her normal schedule today. She was late yesterday.
Oh, right, okay.
She's back at normal today.
Back to normal.
Mind
good
you,
to hear it, Rach.
She is taking an extra day off this week.
Yeah, flipping lump, yeah. Oh.
You have a lovely way with our listeners, I will say that to you.
Yeah, it's my birthday. I'm
well,
the
that's
one
what
that
she's
taking the day
she's
off.
She's doing it sort of in your honour. Well, that's the excuse she's using.
It was.
I think I'll take another day off.
Yeah, yeah.
We only work 4 days. No, we'll take another one.
You're not fooling anyone, Rach. We know what you're up to.
Mihai has sent us a lovely selection of nighttime photos.
Yeah,
among
just
other things.
One day I'm afraid we're going to open one of his photographs and it's going to be some poor fella tied up in the boot of a car, I have to say.
Yeah. You know, or to a radiator in his basement or something.
Yeah. This is, look, they'll be like, I found this cat last night. That's not a cat, Mihai. Let that person go.
Also, Northside Tony's been on to say, after a few days without torrential rain, it'd be rude not to play a game of golf. Well, I tell you something, Northside Tony, if I was you, I'd get it in early. Like, yeah. I'd start playing now because old Rain Man over there.
You want to be finished by lunchtime, I can tell you that much.
It's predicted it's coming down. So, yeah. You know what I mean? I'd get out and get back quick. Also, look at this. Good morning, PJ and Jim. The king is back.
Buzzy Brennan.
Buzzy is on days for a while.
Ah, good to see you, Buzzy Brennan. That's a face that brightens up our morning, so it does.
Wow. Yeah. It's mad, isn't it, when you realise that, you know, you haven't heard from somebody in ages.
Yeah,
we haven't heard from Buzzy in yonks.
I know, yeah. He's like watching Fair City. Do you know the way you'd be watching Fair City and you'd be following a storyline? And then for no reason, completely unannounced, you don't see that actor again for 4 months. And then they just suddenly walk into McCoy's like nothing happened and the story starts again.
I didn't realise you were that much of a Fair City aficionado.
I used to like it a lot back in the day, yeah.
Fair play to you. Yeah. Jennifer Garner's birthday today, and John was on to say that she was in 13 going on 30.
That's a good show, yeah.
Because we couldn't think of anything she was in. There's a morning, lads, coming in from Antoinette and Cork. Also, apparently we were wrong. It was Sylvester, not Tweety, who used to say...
I thought
Buddy Cat.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't tell the difference. I still thought one of them had a rifle. So it's
was Sylvester not a cat?
Well, Sylvester was a cat, yeah.
I thought Sylvester was a cat.
Yeah.
That chased Tweety, no?
I beg to differentiate.
Kathy in Tralee has been on.
Yeah.
Apparently she was having a good old chuckle about Tweety.
Tweety board, yeah. We still haven't gotten to the bottom of that, as you can see. Well,
it's an ongoing investigation, Kathy. Mm. You know what I mean? It's an ongoing investigation.
We'll get there eventually. We're going to have a look at all these characters.
Yeah. Ambius Dave's been on. Apparently he, nearly after being in a major crash in Finglas.
Yeah, because he thought a Tweety board with a rifle. He nearly crashed the car laughing at the stupidity. I still don't know which one of them had the rifle. That's all I'm saying, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, Elmer Fudd definitely had the rifle.
Well, Elmer Fudd has a shotgun, yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
Someone had...
Tweety, unlikely. Yeah. Oh, look, somebody's acknowledged. Ah, look, that's great that, you know, when you get somebody... I stand corrected. I was half asleep, said that person.
Right.
Who was... Oh, it's fantastic. That's a win. Write that up as a win, PJ.
Right, oh yeah. Oh, wait a minute, that text says, Tweety Boy was a canary, not a budgie grant. And Henry Kelly is from the old part of Ballymun. Henry Kelly from... No, he's not, is he?
Oh, I don't know. I'd kind of believe that. There might be a bang of Henry Sellers off him, where he pretended to be something he's not.
Henry Kelly was a Nordie, wasn't he?
Henry Kelly?
Yeah, well, did he not have a Nordie-ish accent on him, no?
Oh, well, he's a bit like you. He spoke through his nose. I mean, you know, he's a bit like that.
That is absolutely mad.
Yeah.
I'm blown away by that. I always thought he was a Nordie. I didn't think he was from Ballymun. Didn't think he was from Dublin at all. Yeah.
There you go. I did
gold
really...
for gold, eh?
I'm Budgie, because it was Budgie in the van who told us this. Budgie, is he any relation to Alan from TV3? That's not called TV3 anymore. It's called Virgin Media now.
Come here, Budgie, yourself. Are you any relation to the Tweety board with the rifle?
Yeah. He didn't. He never had a rifle. Will you let the rifle go? Literally. And somebody has confirmed it was Tweety and Sylvester was the cat.
Right, so you are right then.
Yes.
Jim McKay was right. Look at that. Let's make that statement very, very clear.
Yeah, yeah. Now, don't say anything, right? Don't give the game away. But no, Tony the Greenkeeper has spotted our artwork on incognito.ie.
Oh, yeah, for Jack and Jill Foundation.
Have you added it to your basket, Tony? That's the question. Have you staked your claim to try and buy it? That's what we want to know. Of course it's fantastic.
It's fantastic, yeah.
You know, it goes without saying it's fantastic. Oh, look, there's Collie sending us a message from Ron. He's hardly listening, is he?
He would be listening, yeah. Collie is a man of habit, very much a man of habit. Even though he's away on his holidays, he's on a cruise, you know, getting onto a ship in Rome and all of that, he'd still be going through the same thing. He does the same thing every morning. Takes two boiled eggs out of his pocket. Eats them with an ice cream every morning. Then he gets onto a boat, whether it's a work boat or a holiday boat, and he grumbles at people being happy for the rest of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
A couple of things. Somebody's disputed Henry Kelly being from Ballymun. Will says he's from Westmeath.
Oh, Athlone.
Athlone or whatever. And then also a couple of people have disputed my comment to you that you talk through your nose. both Northside Tony and Derek have pointed out, you actually talk through your hour.
That's very rude.
It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova. The ball in the bag on Radio Nova.
It's the ultimate couples challenge.
You and your significant other up against two other couples for one great prize.
But what will you choose?
I think it's a bag of Maltesers, Jim.
For thousands of euro, hardly.
What if it's a big bag full of pool balls with no table?
What sort of a prize would that be?
We're giving away a spaghetti bolognese.
No, it's not a spag ball.
Well, I don't know how you pronounce it.
Listen for the 1-2-3 Inc. triple play of tracks on Radio Nova sometime from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Be the 123rd texter through with the pick of you and your other half when we play all three tracks.
And you're both in the running to win a prize worth thousands of euro with PJ and Jim.
The ball and the bag. Thanks to 123inc.ie.
Printer consumables and office supplies. For home, for office, for less. 123inc.ie.
And the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Looking for real choice? Leave diesel behind and make the move to Toyota Hybrid Electric at Toyota Sandyford. World-leading hybrid electric technology. Lower emissions driving with the widest choice of hybrid electric models from Ireland's best-selling car brand, including the stylish Yaris Cross and the powerful RAV4 with flexible payment options available. Make the move today at Toyota Sandyford, the home of hybrid electric. Toyota, built for a better world.
All right.
Kelly, a celebration of the memory and music of an Irish musical hero. Live at Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, Saturday, May 11th. Following sellout performances in Ireland and Europe, the acclaimed Chris Kavanagh and band return home for a must-see show. Don't miss The Legend of Luke Kelly, Saturday, May 11th at Lost Lane, Dublin. Tickets €25 plus booking fee from eventbrite.ie.
Explore the mysterious motivations behind the chilling deeds of serial killers, psychopaths and stalkers. Delve into the intricate workings of the criminal mind with City College's Professional Diploma in Criminology and Forensic Psychology, hosted by criminologist John Dean O'Keefe. Join us every Wednesday evening for 10 weeks. Classes are held in Dublin City Centre and are also accessible online. For more details, visit citycolleges.ie. City Colleges. Professional education.
Waking you up with Morning Glory.
With PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
Fill up your room. You've been living on the ground.
Laurie with PJ and Jim.
Only on Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
With PJ and Jim, Brian Adams, good friend of the show, of course. Brian Adams, took us a while to get him to become a good friend of the show, but
jeepers, good friend of the show. I'd love to hear what his good friends have to say about him. You can't get a word out of him. The worst interview we've ever had. He was just...
I wouldn't go that far now. I mean, you've had some belters.
Okay, Nick Kershaw.
It'd be hard to be the worst interview
you've ever had. Nick Kershaw's the worst one I ever had, but that's because you weren't here. We're the worst one collectively we've had, maybe. Would it be? No.
I don't know. I mean,
I think of a couple, actually.
Yeah, there's a few. There's a few when you were even here, and you were...
That's true.
You were only sort of here.
Actually, when I think about...
They were tough.
Yeah, it's very hard to do an interview, really, when you don't care what the answers of the people.